to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Proverbs. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
The book of Proverbs. How many of you want to be a wise person? How many of you want to be a wise person? If you want to be a wise person, how can you go about attaining wisdom? You say you want to be wise. How do you go about obtaining wisdom so you can be wise? If you want to be wise, one of the ways to be wise is read the book of wisdom. And the book of wisdom in the Bible is Proverbs. Matter of fact, it's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. How many days is normally in a month? 31. And so basically, you can read a chapter every day. A chapter a day. Like today, you could read chapter 9. Out of Proverbs, the ninth day of the month. Then tomorrow you can read Proverbs chapter 10. And so even if you are in a hurry, if it's a busy day, if you can just read that chapter that corresponds to the day of the week out of Proverbs, that will help you in your decision making. How many of you know you are who you are by the decisions that you make? You are a sum total of the decisions that you make. You are a sum total of the choices that you make. And so the book of Proverbs is all about helping us to make the right choices. This is the book that I think every parent needs to teach their children. The book of Proverbs. Every parent needs to walk with them through the book of Proverbs, particularly if you got boys. You need to take your sons through the book of Proverbs. Matter of fact, Solomon's daddy taught him, which was David, and Solomon's mama taught him, which was Bathsheba. And Solomon now is sharing with us some wisdom principles. And so when we come to chapter 10, we come to a chapter of Proverbs, and we know who these Proverbs come from. These Proverbs, Solomon says that he's the one that's doing the talking. Amen. He put his name on these Proverbs. Chapter 10. Verse number one, what you have, you're going to see contrast throughout this particular chapter. You're going to see, first of all, two kinds of children. You're going to see two children, two kinds of children as you read the first seven verses. You're going to see that there are two kinds of children. That's like life. It ain't a whole bunch of different kinds of people. It's only two kinds of people. And we're going to look at those kinds of people. You know, Jesus said that there was two roads, didn't he? One road is the straight and the narrow, and the other road is the broad road. So people are traveling one of those roads. They are traveling the straight and the narrow road, or they are traveling the the broad road. They're either on their way to heaven or they're on their way to hell. So if a person say, I hadn't made up my mind yet about coming to Jesus, well, I know where you're at. You just told me where you was at. You still on the wrong road. Eh? Because you can't get to heaven and not following Jesus. I mean, either we're going to believe the Bible or not. We're living in a day and age where folks are shedding Christians up. Because Christianity is all about black and white. It's all about either over here or over there. And we're trying to muddy the water. Folks, I mean, that kind of sound harsh when you tell folks, well, if you're not with Jesus, then you're on your way to hell. See, that sound harsh. Folks, them to look at you, you can't be talking like that. Who are you to judge? Well, no, I'm just telling you what the Bible say. Jesus said about the two roads. He didn't say there were 15 different roads out there coming to God like they teach you in Hindu. You can get on all these different paths. All of them come to God. Regardless what path you get on, you know, whether you call your God a Buddha or whether you call your God, you know, you follow the Confucius God or whether you follow when Allah or whether you follow when Jesus, all roads lead to God. Well, now that is a major truth in there because everybody got to stand before God at the judgment. But ain't number one road going to get you into heaven. Jesus was talking about in heaven over in John 14. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father. He's talking about staying in the Father's house unless you come by me. So it ain't a bunch of all these different ways. And see, that's how the devil does. The devil is the author of confusion. God is the author of simplicity. God is trying to simplify this thing. And so look at how Solomon put these things here. It's two children. It's two kinds of children out there. Look at the two kinds of children out there. Solomon says, the proverb of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father. That's one kind of child, a wise child. But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Oh, you see? Treasures of wickedness profited nothing, but righteousness delivered from death. I don't care how much money a wicked person got, that's not going to save them on judgment day. Hello, somebody. You know, one of the most miserable people on earth is rich folks that's on their way to hell. You know, we need to get the proper perspective. Don't be feeling sorry for me. Hella, because I know where I'm going. Amen. I'm following Jesus. Now, and you rich and you don't know who Jesus is, I feel sorry for you. See, we watching too much television. We be ooh and ah, the rich and famous. But if the rich and famous don't know Jesus, we need to be on our knees praying for them. We need to say, oh, what you crying about, child? I mean, that ain't nothing to be crying about on TV. It is, too, because they don't know Jesus. You see what I'm saying? They're in bad shape. Amen. And, boy, I just love how the Bible puts stuff. You take it. This rich man, Naaman, in the Bible. Remember this rich man, Naaman? I mean, he had it all. But the Bible says, but he was a leper. And Elisha told him, listen, you want to be healed? Go down there to the Jordan River and wash 7 times. And after you wash 7 times, you'll be all right. You'll come up well. And the man didn't want to do that, did he? Because he said, man, that's muddy water. Man, it's a lot more rivers around here that's pure scream. Why in the world he sent me in the muddy water? And he didn't want to do it. But his poor servant, Say, now, wait a minute now. He didn't tell you to do something hard. That's something easy. He's asking you to go. He didn't even ask you to go find some clear water. He said, just go down there to the Jordan River, the muddy water, and just obey. And the man obeyed and came up clean. See, that man, if he would have went on back home without obeying, he would have died. And that's what's happening to our world. Our world today is got all this money and don't know Jesus. But the problem is, church folks is admiring them. And so that's making them not want to change. It's just like some of the pastors at some of these mega churches, they don't know Jesus. Some of them ain't even never been to Bible college. Some of them ain't never had any kind of training. The fellow who got the largest church in America, over 40,000 folks, said, you know, when my daddy died, I used to be the cameraman, and I just came on up here. I didn't really want to preach, but they asked me, so I just came on up there. That's why every time he get ready to preach, he just tell him a joke or two and get folks laughing, and then he can chomp whatever he want to at them. Amen. Because it just sounds good. And he just talks some common sense, practical, everyday stuff. Amen. And you know about everything going on in his family because he's always talking about his family. Amen. Always talking about his wife, children, they dog, and what have you. Hello, somebody. And people, they love it because he never challenged them with the Bible about their sins. Now, how many of you would go to a doctor and the doctor just, he never tells you what's wrong with you? But you just keep paying him every week. You just, doctor say, we'll see you next week. Come on back. And you just die and go to hell. Ain't that something? Let's go a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further. I want you to see these. And because he's focusing on two kind of children. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he cast away the substance of the wicked. So still we look at the righteous child and we look at the wicked child. And notice what God says. You need to underline this here. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish. I tell my children, listen, as long as you stay with the Lord, your life is made. Your ticket is all, I mean, you already got your ticket. You don't have to worry about it. And that's what this scripture right here is saying. The Lord would not suffer the soul of the righteous to famine. You ain't no starve to death. You may not be able to eat filet mignon every day. Hello, somebody. But you ain't no starve to death. You're going to have some food in there. Learn how to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That ain't no kill you. Amen. Learn how to eat some spaghetti. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Help us, Jesus. Help us. Let's go on a little bit further. This, did y'all hear what that sister say? You got to learn how to eat spaghetti without having any meat. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, that's what Sister Wilbur just fixed for me today. But, man, we had some meat. But, boy, she would have came to me and said, this it. No special sauce on here. I mean, we don't even have no ketchup. We can put some water in and put some salt, make it red on the top. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But that's how we made it through seminary, is learning, you know, thank God for Hamburger Helper. You just get the variety. Go get the variety of Hamburger Helper. They got the macaroni and cheese. They got the spaghetti kind. They got the lasagna kind. Hello, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just go get you some ground beef and ground it up in there. That'll work, won't it? God is good. So God won't let his people starve. Look, verse 4. He becometh poor that deal with a slack hand, but the hands of the diligent make it rich. Two kinds of people. Two kinds of children. You're going to have that person that grow up lazy, and you're going to have that person that grow up and work hard and going to become rich. He that gathers his food in the summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Lord, have mercy. Look at the two kinds of sons. One sleeping in. You know one of the problems today? We aiding our children. We aiding them to be nobodies. We helping them to be nothing. Letting them stay in bed and, you know. You got to develop good habits. See, you can't just wait till you get 25 and then think you're going to jump up at 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning and go and hit it on a job. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Sleeping in for us was 6 o'clock. Amen. You know, when you done got whipped before. Huh? Yes. It's just automatic. It's just automatic. My eyes just going to come open, you know, about between 4 and 4:30, like window shades. Bloop, bloop. It's just going to come up. Amen. And I'm out the bed. I may lay there to 5 o'clock, but I can't lay there to no 6 o'clock. Because mama done got us. Amen. Amen. And it's not always with a switch. Sometimes what mama would do, mama, you know, kind of look at you crazy when you come in that kitchen late. But mama would feed you good. She'd feed you real, real good. Feed you good. She'd say, you got enough? I got some more biscuits here. She feeds you real good, and then she give you enough work to do for a week. She sure would. Yeah. So it wasn't always with a switch. You just make mama mad. Mama put some more work on you. You must need it to paint the house by yourself. Mom, it's hot outside. It's 100 degrees. Well, you're going to have to get up a little earlier, aren't you? Huh? See, down in Mississippi, it ain't like it is in Texas. Down in Mississippi, down south, the sun rises early down there. So it's already hot at 8 o'clock in the morning. See, here, you know, it's about 9:30, and then it's, you know, 100 the rest of the day. You know, matter of fact, we don't reach our high sometime till 5 or 6 out here. Whereas in Mississippi, you know, the sun starts going back down around 3 or 4 o'clock, and then you can go on out there and work in the garden and stuff like that. But out here, you don't get no relief. Once the sun come up, it says, I'm here. I'm just glad I wasn't raised in Texas. Ooh. Because you don't get no relief even at 8 or 9 o'clock at night. It still be 96 degrees. The man said it done cool down at 10 o'clock at night. It done cool down to 98. You see, where I'm from, that's the high. Lord have mercy. Let me go on a little bit further. We got some more work to do here, y'all. He that gathers in the summer is wise. So, in other words, you got to work hard when The weather is good. Look what it says, number six. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. I like how it says in the Living Bible. It basically says in the Living Bible that blessings are upon the head of the righteous person from head to toe. Yeah. All over. Yeah. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Do you see? Wicked and the just. All right. Then he starts now four different contrasts or four different lifestyles or two different lifestyles and their results, but you'll see four contrasts on these two different lifestyles. Again, two kinds of children and then two kinds of lifestyle. You'll have the lifestyle of the wise and the foolish. You'll see that in 8 and 9. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but the parading fool shall fall. That parading basically means that the person that talk a lot, he gonna fall. I like how the Living Bible says, flat on his face. Yeah. Be careful. Be careful about a person that talk too much. First impressions are very important. Don't let first impressions fool you now. Don't let the devil wave off the first impression. Amen. Amen. Because, see, a lot of times once folks see that you done figured them out, they try to change around you. Hello, somebody. And you be talking and telling me, child, you know, when I first met you, I thought that you were just the biggest fool in the world. Pass me the peanut butter and jelly. You know, y'all talking. They just being quiet around you now. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, they setting you up. They done figured out you don't like to be around loud people, so they shut up because they know that they going to do a mess up one day and they going to need you to help them straighten it up, so they going to need a friend. Hello, somebody. See, people are like camellias. You know those camellias? They just blend in to the tree in the different colors. They just blend. So they'll just be whatever you need them to be. See, some folks are like leeches today. And so if they know that you don't like loud people, they just shut it down. If they know you like loud people, they'll bring it up. Yeah. Yeah. So you got to know who you're dealing with. It's two kinds of people. And listen, once people show theyself to you, believe it. Listen, once people show themselves as a snake, believe it. Once they done bit you, done hurt you, believe it. That was a snake. Amen. Amen. And particularly, ladies, once a guy done showed himself as a snake, believe it. Don't let him sweet talk to you. Because a snake sweet talk.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bibleway Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.